Chapter 10. The Mystery of the Treasure. Hal was shocked and confused. Skink was only away for an hour, he thought. Where did he take the treasure? It must be near here. I'll try to find it. Hal swam around the ship, shining his torch everywhere. Then he saw some caves. These caves are near the Santa Cruz, thought Hal. Maybe Skink brought the treasure here. Hal swam to the caves and entered one. He shone his torch all around him. At the back of the cave, he saw the treasure. He was furious. Skink is a terrible person, he thought. I'll bring him and the others down here. They'll see the treasure and they'll know Skink stole it. He can't lie about it now. Hal returned to the lively lady, very tired and very angry.
How is everything on the ship? Dr. Blake asked. Did anybody steal the Santa Cruz?
No, it's still there, said Hal slowly. But some of the treasure has disappeared. The coins, the jewelry, the ornaments, they're not there anymore. There's a thief on our boat. He stole the treasure from the Santa Cruz. Skink was lying on the floor of the boat. They thought he was sleeping. Dr. Blake was shocked.
Are you sure? He asked.
Yes, I'm sure, said Hal, and I know where it is. Skink left it in a cave on the bottom of the sea near the Santa Cruz. Skink jumped up from the floor. His face was white.
Why are you accusing me?
He shouted. He was furious.
Because only you could do such a terrible thing, answered Hal.
Skink tried to hit Hal, but Dr. Blake pushed him away.
Stop fighting, he said. We'll go down together and look in the cave.
That's a good idea, said Skink. I'll go and fill my oxygen tank.
Skink took a long time to fill the tank. He was staring at the sea. Hal also looked at the sea. He noticed a round black object on the water moving towards Para Island.
What is that thing? Hal thought. I saw it before, deep in the sea.
Finally, Skink was ready.
Come on, everybody! He shouted. You'll see Hal is lying.
Deep in the water, Hal guided the others to the cave. Then he shone his torch around to show them the stolen treasure. He couldn't believe it. The cave was empty. Dr. Blake and Skink looked at Hal. Hal was shocked.
What happened to the treasure? He thought. It was here before. I saw it.
Hal felt a little ridiculous and very confused. Was he going crazy? But no, he was sure. Last time he was in the cave, the treasure was there. Dr. Blake signaled to go up to the surface. They needed to talk about this.
I'm very sorry, Dr. Blake, Hal said when they reached the surface. I don't understand it. I'm sure the treasure was in the cave.
Dr. Blake wasn't angry.
Don't worry, I understand, Hal, he said. It's a strange world under the water. When people stay there too long, it's possible that they become confused. You must rest now, Hal. No more diving today.
Skink smiled triumphantly.
Why don't we look in the Santa Cruz and see if all the treasure is there? Roger said. Then we'll know if we've got a problem or not.
Dr. Blake was becoming impatient.
Of course it's all there, Roger, he said. Nobody can take the treasure. How could a thief get it out of the cave without a boat?
Oh, let's go back to the boat, said Skink quickly. I'm tired and hungry.
Hal didn't pay any attention to Skink. He turned to Dr. Blake.
Can't we just check that the treasure is still there? He asked. We're in the water anyway. It won't take long.
Dr. Blake thought for a minute. Then he smiled. "Okay, Hal, let's go down and see," he said. "Then we'll be sure." It was starting to get dark. The team turned on their torches and went back down into the water. After some time, they reached the ship and swam inside. It was just how Hal described it. All the boxes of treasure were open, and some of the boxes were empty. Dr. Blake stared at Skink, and Skink looked embarrassed. Back on the Lively Lady, Dr. Blake was furious. "Hal was right! I can't believe it!" he shouted. "For centuries, people have looked for the Santa Cruz and its treasure, and now we..."
Captain Ike looked angrily at Skink.
"What do you know about all this?" he asked.
"I don't know anything," answered Skink. "Why don't you ask Hal, not me? Hal went down there. He saw the empty boxes of treasure. Maybe he's the thief."
"That's ridiculous," Dr. Blake said.
He trusted Captain Ike, Omo, Hal, and Roger, but he certainly didn't trust Skink. But he couldn't imagine how and when Skink took the treasure.
"Did you see any other ships today, Captain?" Dr. Blake asked.
"No, not one," answered Captain Ike.
Dr. Blake was thinking. Where is the treasure? The nearest place is Para Island. He turned to the others.
"We must go to Para," he said.